I came to be dazzled, and Geneva Watch Days 2026 delivered. Not everything can be defined by numbers. A concert in a stadium with 100,000 attendees can be an impressive event, but seeing the same artist in a small, overcrowded club can be a life-changing experience for 100 people. Watches and Wonders is the stadium concert, and Geneva Watch Days, GWD, is the club gig. Well, it was. GWD has just wrapped up its 7th edition, and by most measures, it was the biggest one yet. The 2026 edition brought together 71 brands presenting nearly 400 debuting watches, more than 500 members of the international press, over 300 retailers, and perhaps most importantly, more than 2,500 collectors, clients, and watch enthusiasts. Does GWD still sound like an intimate gig? Regardless, I came to be dazzled, and Geneva Watch Days 2026 delivered in all kinds of ways. Meet the watchmaker. Essentially, that's what GWD was all about at first. The main stage was a luxurious 5-star lakeside hotel with a bit of extra action in boutiques of some of the participating brands. Attendees moved from room to room, and every time they sat down after a watchmaker welcomed them with a handshake, a watch bearing that same watchmaker's name on the dial was presented. And that happened 17 times in 3 days because, in 2020, the initial GWD featured 17 participating brands. I came to be dazzled, and Geneva Watch Days 2026 delivered. Everything is bigger now. GWD 2026 was a 5-day event with 71 brands participating across multiple locations. And since GWD is the center of the watch universe for a couple of days, other brands circle it. Some are organized into groups, while others do so individually, but all orbit the main show like a satellite. Their goal is to capture attention by leveraging the buzz GWD creates. It sounds chaotic, but the watchmaking universe is not pure chaos. Rather, it is a complex mix of strict physical brand order and unpredictable chaos working together. The center of the universe is a love for watchmaking, an eclectic love that comes in all shapes and sizes. One moment, you're looking through a loop to discover and admire the smallest detail of the Grubel Forsy Balancier QM, the first watch from the high-end brand to carry the Qualité Musée formal quality hallmark for the level of manual finishing it has championed for so many years. The next moment, Mininx's new entry-level Mastercraft, J3, is on your wrist. The Baron's 14G is a creation you won't feel on the wrist, but it is living proof that China can produce high-end original watches. GWD is a universe of extremes. GWD is an event where you can be impressed by the complicated David Kandoc's DC6 Wildfire, a watch with a guilloche dial you can touch, and then by the Bremont Terra Nova 35 Jumping Hour, a watch with no dial at all. It is also interesting that the 250k plus euros David Kandoc's and the 4,750 euros Bremont can peacefully coexist in the temporary watch universe that is GWD. These watches need to be seen through different eyes. Need to have, and impossible to own, but extremely intriguing, are not mutually exclusive. GWD is about the love of watches across all price brackets, although there are enough affluent collectors around who can afford the price on request Grubel Forsy Balancier QM. As mentioned, this watch debuts the brand's new Qualité Musée seal, and these collectors will happily pay the asking price for a timepiece in which every single microcomponent displays the highest possible level of finishing worthy of a piece of art you can find in a museum. Out and about in Geneva. Once you get out of the Beau Rivage and Angleterre hotels, it can get a bit confusing to tell which brands are part of the show and which aren't. The little cafe next to the Breitling Boutique is. Run by Louis Moinet, it serves coffee with the Moon Meteor, a watch featuring a hand-painted, luminescent night landscape, 4 rare meteorites, and an astronomical moon mechanism. It really fits the constellation of brands that GWD is. But since all the brand boutiques downtown are happy to serve you, before you know it, you're wearing a Breguet experimental one. And only a couple of minutes and a few steps later, you see another watch with experimental jeans, the Ulysse Nardin Freak S enamel. These are wonderful, dazzling horological experiences that, only after a little incubation time, make you wonder if these brands were actually part of the show. For the ones experiencing all these watches from all these brands all over town, it's great. For the GWD organization, probably not so much. And if you think only small, upcoming brands profit from the effect GWD has on the watch industry for a few days, you're wrong. The day before GWD kicked off, Tudor launched its new North Flag, which drew significant attention. Get up close and personal. No matter the size of the 2026 edition, GWD remains an event where everyone can get unusually close to the watches, and just as importantly, to the people who make them. There are presentations, meetings, new releases, and plenty of opportunities to handle watches that might otherwise remain safely behind a display case. This year, the bright September weather and atmosphere in the city made the event feel like a casual watch fair with the public actually involved. More people were walking around, asking questions, comparing watches, and generally doing what watch enthusiasts tend to do when presented with several hundred new watches, looking at all of them, even though there is no realistic chance of remembering them all. Two watches I do remember are the Frederic Constant Classics Moneta Handwinding and the Fleming Series 1 Mark II Pacific. I got to try out the mechanical Moneta during the brand's social evening event in the Jardin Anglais. It wasn't the most exclusive watch at the event, but it looks high quality and nicely detailed. Also, it can function as a gateway and help people enter the world of watches. The other watch I enjoyed seeing, or meeting again, was the Fleming Series 1 Mark II Pacific, a tantalum dress watch with an incredible sheen. The gray tones are so subtle and dynamic, and the heft of the tantalum adds to the watch's impact. I also clearly remember a tribute to one of the most fearless creatures in existence, the great Gonzo. Looks-wise, the watch Oris made in honor of this most courageous Muppet could compete with the most exotic and complicated creations at GWD. Geneva Watch Days 2026. Do the numbers say it all? Seeing the record-setting numbers, you could conclude that the 2026 edition of Geneva Watch Days was the best one ever. But more brands, novelties, media, influencers, collectors, retailers, and curious people don't necessarily mean a more meaningful event. Honestly, 71 brands and 400 novelties are a bit much. Try seeing everything in just 5 days, let alone having an interesting chat with the creators of the new watches. That was easy to do when there were 17 brands. Now, I'm not saying that is the ideal number, but 35 exhibitors could be the sweet spot. It will mean more time to see the watches and enough time to have personal exchanges with their creators. The early editions of GWD showed how important the human connection is in luxury watchmaking. That said, I do approach it as a watch journalist. More time with a watch's creator means a better understanding of the product. It's also an excellent opportunity to get some inside information on the brand and the state of the watch industry. Furthermore, it is a chance to get to know each other as people, which could lead to a better professional relationship. For me, this is all to write relevant and original stories that are interesting for watch-passionate readers. GWD is about connecting and reconnecting with watches and people, but an event like GWD also has other functions. It also helps connect brands with enthusiasts. It's a meeting place for people to share their passions and exchange ideas and experiences in the heart of the watchmaking city, Geneva. Its decentralized format places the brands throughout the city. And in 2026, that approach seems to have attracted a larger audience than ever. Geneva Watch Days 2027. If GWD continues to grow, so will the number of orbiting, non-contributing brands. And quite possibly, the audience visiting the temporary watch universe will too. The thing is, when a star system gets too crowded, things can get messy. With several bodies tugging at each other, particularly in tight multiple star systems, gravity can quickly turn from orderly to chaotic. The result can be dramatic. Stars are thrown from their orbits, systems are disrupted, and the carefully balanced celestial dance falls apart. I'm not making this up, these are cosmic rules. I would hate to see GWD implode because it fails to stop its growth before it's too late. I'd hate to see it go the way of the dodo, or, rather, Baselworld. Next year and the years after, I want to be dazzled again. And that is a matter of quality, not quantity. Do you have any thoughts on how Geneva Watch Days developed over a relatively short time? Have you ever attended the event? And if so, would you go again? And if you haven't yet, are you contemplating visiting the next edition? Please share your thoughts in the comments section below.